So you could,
All right, let's let the Liberty County School Board regular meeting, Tuesday, January the 12th, 2021, come to order. We're gonna start with the prayer and the pledge, prayer led by Mr. Jeff Sewell, the pledge by Boo Moss.
All right, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we're just so thankful to be here tonight, dear Lord, as we gather together to make some decisions, dear Lord, and for our school district. We pray that you give us wisdom and discernment, dear Lord, to make wise choices and keep students at the center of all that we do, dear Lord. We also pray for your hand of protection during this time, dear Lord, for students and staff and community, just during these uncertain times, dear Lord. In your precious and holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Next is item number two, recognitions and presentations. We have none. Next is item three, public comments. We did not have any. Item four, superintendent's report.
Well, good evening, everybody. Can y'all hear me good?
Make sure y'all talking to your
Yes, sir.
You're going to have trouble hearing y'all, okay?
We can hear you.
Can everybody hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Okay, good. Hey, I can't be with y'all tonight. I think everybody knows my situation, and we're doing fine. Appreciate all the calls and the texts and emails. We're doing great. Very mild case, so we're doing good. I'll be off quarantine on Friday, so I think Thursday's my last day. Friday, I'll be back in the office. I've got a meeting to talk about here in a minute, but I'll be back, hopefully full speed, but I'll continue to try to stay away from everybody for at least through that 14-day window. A couple things I want to start off with. COVID is the buzzword right now. It is driving everything in the schools right now. I don't think Jessie was minding me talking about her, but she called me. She said by about 2 o'clock this afternoon, I was able to do the work that I usually do during this time. And so that's a real thing. I can tell you it's all hands on deck. Doing the contact tracing takes up a lot of time. It takes up a lot of effort. It's everybody kind of becomes private investigators. You're out there trying to figure out who was where, who was sitting where, who was on the bus. It's a huge challenge, but I want to thank our staff at all the schools and at the district office. They've done a wonderful job getting the job done. We have to. Two things I mentioned in a parent square, the emails to y'all. I sent this out to all our parents. Number one, two priorities. Number one, we want to keep our staff and our students safe. We want to make sure that we're doing that above all things. That is our number one priority, and I know y'all share my heart on that. The second thing is try to keep schools open. Now, we get a lot of sentiment in the community of, you know, our schools going to be open. A lot of the old Riverdale kicks up. It did last week. And some people get on social media, and they criticize everything you do. It wouldn't matter what you did, they're going to criticize it. And that's okay. I don't ever want this, and I know we as a board, we never want this to be an emotional decision. If we do that, then that can change based on how the winds are going to blow outside. We need to make decisions based on good facts, good data, and great content. fresh hot off press, Mr. Sewell gave it to me. I want to share those with you because I think that is a great justification. It's one of many things we consider in keeping the schools open. And I'll share these at the meeting tonight in an email. Toller School, two kids positive at Toller School. 11 that are symptomatic, and there are 20 on quarantine. So if you start doing the math on that, 93% of our students there are not affected by COVID or quarantine. And they're in class, they're in attendance. So that's a good high number. Actually, Toller is the leader right now. I told Jeff we're going to have a COVID contest. Who can do the best job of staying in school. So they're doing great. I appreciate it. And you know, they have the highest population of students. And probably the biggest challenge based on that higher population of students, they have the biggest challenge to keep them separated social distance-wise. So I want to commend Mr. Day and Mr. White down there and the guidance staff. They've all done a great job in keeping that good. Okay, Hosford School, that's where we took the kid, not only in the school, but in the community. Our church we got a big hit at church about that. So it's just hit everybody, not just the churches, but the community as a whole, Hosford Collegiate. But here's the facts as of yesterday. There's always going to be a day behind it. It takes us a while to get all these numbers. 10 positive students, 4 symptomatic, and 89 quarantine. That's a huge number of quarantine. And Jeff, you correct me if I got these numbers correct from you. 89 are quarantine. That means they've come into contact with somebody who has tested positive or symptomatic. That's a huge number. Now, here's the flip side of that. Those quarantines, some of them are scheduled to end next week. So that's a good thing to get those kids back. Our statistics show so far that over 99.9% of the kids who are having quarantine due to contact tracing never get COVID. So that's a good thing. It's a very, very, very small number of those who get COVID based on who have quarantine and then subsequently get COVID. So even with that high level of quarantine, we still got 71% of our students that are in attendance there and unaffected by it. And then at Liberty County High School, 5 positive COVID cases, 4 symptomatic, and 44 quarantine. Which leaves about 85% of the student population able to go to class and not currently not affected by COVID or a quarantine. So to me, these are the numbers. If we know that the kids learn best in an environment on campus in a brick and mortar situation, these numbers I think really justify keeping our schools open. If we start dipping below 50% or getting in that 50 and 60% out where people are sick, then I think that justifies us reevaluating this. I can tell you that the evaluation of it happens every day, hour by hour. These numbers change. So I'm very pleased at these numbers. We don't want one kid infected. We don't want any of them. But this is the world we're living in now, and it looks like it's going to be here until the vaccines get rolling and everybody gets, that chooses to get those. Hopefully this will be eradicated. We're not there yet. So in the meantime, we have to deal with this every day. I can tell you it is a strain on the staff. I know board members, I've been talking to some of our staff members, and they'll tell you it's a huge strain on their day. And Jeff and I kind of had this conversation, kind of running a joke between us and some of the administrators. Oh, by the way, we need to make sure we educate our kids. So we know that's a priority, but I tell you, it really dominates our time. But in spite of that, we're going to get the job done. We want to be transparent with the communication. After the break, I think most of these quarantines and contact tracing was due, and infection was due. 2 weeks they were off, and I don't ever demonize our group, our students and staff and our population for taking 2 weeks off for Christmas. But I think we probably could trace it back and say they go back home, they get they get around a lot of other people, and these kind of things happen. CDC warned us of this, even old Dr. Fauci warned that there might be a real bump after the holidays, and there was. The neighboring counties going through the same thing. But anyway, it is what it is. I think we'll get over this hump in a few weeks, and everybody get back into routine of going to school, coming home, going to school, coming home, and those kind of things. And we should be back, hopefully back with these numbers, get back in a more manageable format. But it's affecting.
Yes.
Okay, I'll come back at the end. That's just a huge thing that we're all dealing with right now. Okay, the Liberty County High School punch list, I talked with Kevin, talked with Kyle Rogers. We were hoping to have that done by the end of December. It is not finished. There are still things to be done. And so they are meeting, I think if Kevin's there, he can, I think it's Thursday, that Kevin is meeting with Kyle Rogers. They'll continue to go over some of those things. Some of those things need to be fixed, and one of the things items is the gym floor. They just got some work that needs to be finished before we sign off on that. So that punch list will be, or that meeting will happen Thursday. Kevin, am I correct in that?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Also, I can't hear you, just interrupting. The issue with the keys has been worked out. They're still trying to get other key cores, the locksmith. Kevin said those things will be replaced. As they come in, they'll get those switched out, and all of that has been worked out. An agreement with Culpepper and
CRA.
Softball complex. We had a group that come out over the weekend and done a work day, and I appreciate them spending that time doing that. Florida Public has started the process of running electricity out there. I hope they get most of that done this week. That way the lights and they'll have power out there. Hoping for the building. Kevin has ordered the building for the bathroom. Hopefully that thing will be here sooner than later. I'm hoping a week or two. And then the maintenance staff will jump on that and they'll start petitioning that off to make it to the bathrooms. That'll be a high priority when that thing gets here. It'll be kind of around the clock thing, and hopefully maybe if we got some people in the community that might help them do that during the day, we can kind of knock that sucker out where they've got bathrooms. If it's not operational by the first game, we'd have to get the porta potties brought in to get rid of those first few games. I found out today some of the bleachers are most of the bleachers up, output most of the bleachers up. There are some parts that are missing. That was ordered through the school, and so I don't know if there's a box somewhere that's missing that has some of the parts that need to finish some of the railing. We'll try to run that down and so figure out what that needs to be done. But I think that's almost finished. So that's the softball complex. There's going to be an issue. We've got water. We've got sewer out there. Kevin had shared with me. There looks like we're going to have to put a grinder pump out there to get to that. So CRA is working on a schematic for that. And it'll be something that we go ahead and buy now and get installed there. Part of that drain line or sewer line is under pressure. And we don't want to get something now. And then hopefully down the road, if we phase in maybe a field house or something like that, it'd be too small. So we want to try to get it right for the first time so that when we add on to that facility, which I know we have some plans to do, in the future we'll have that we'll be able to handle that process. 21st Century money dropped last night, so we're excited about that. I know Ms. Beth is very excited to get her staff going. We already had the infrastructure. She had already had her people in place. We advertised for those. She had made those choices. And so we're going to shoot for a target of January 25th, which would be Monday week. Next Monday would be Martin Luther King holiday, but it'd be the following Monday. What that will do is allow us the time, and Jeff and I will talk even more about this. We want to try to get all of those in here, all the staff, and maybe do a professional development day, one day next week or an afternoon, and just kind of reiterate the importance of the 21st century. I think the key to our success academically in the past in Liberty County has been the 21st century program, and we want to really utilize that to really do some catch up on stuff that the kids are behind us. Simply did the last year. We've been playing catch up all year. But we really want to make sure we're all on the same page, what we expect 21st century to be. And that's not pointing fingers at anybody. It's just making sure we're all on the same page, make sure that we know what everything's expected of everybody and know what we're working on. I just think it's going to be a great thing. We're going to talk about goals and expectations and look forward to Ms. Beth leading that program. A bunch of these things have just dropped in the last hour. So our TSIA, which is our teacher salary increase allocation, it dropped this morning. We found out this morning it will drop on January 26th. So this is the governor's money for the increase in our teacher salaries. I'm aggravated that it was not done before Christmas. I was hoping that she was due, that we could have that before Christmas and teachers without some Christmas money. It didn't happen, so it's a month later than what I wanted it to be. But we had done everything we were supposed to do way before the holidays, so better late than never. But that'll be, they said, on the January 26th paper cycle. So I'm sure Sheila will start giving us some dates. I don't know exactly how that falls, but somewhere in the business world, they'll get paid. One thing that I've added on the agenda in the last few hours, I've been working on the addition of a wrestling and cross country team with at our Liberty County High School for both boys and girls. This has been a discussion that predated my tenure here, but we've talked about it. The cross country is something that's done in the fall. A wrestling is something that's done in the winter. It kind of corresponds with football season and kind of basketball season with the wrestling. Obviously, this year we were past those times, those seasons. So this is looking at the 2021-2022 school year, Liberty County High School. I've asked y'all to talk to the high school. Everybody's on board there for doing that. We don't have to announce coaches tonight. We're not going to do it. We just need to let the FHSAA know that we want to add those to our program at Liberty County High School. And I think this is going to be a welcome addition. And like I said, high school and athletic staff over there, all of them are for it. So I think it's going to be yet another program for our kids. Those that don't play football, those that don't play basketball, to get involved. But, and it's for boys and for girls. So we're expecting some good enrollment numbers from that. One more thing, I'll be quiet. December 17th, Jason Schoep, Representative Jason Schoep, came to the school board office, and we had a great luncheon together. Went out and talked to him. I went out to Liberty County High School and showed him our vocational wing out there. Jason has been a great advocate in the legislature for vocational education, and so he has asked us for our legislative budget request, what can we do vocationally. We have an extra classroom and attached to a shop out there. And the classroom's being used right now, but that's designed to work together. And so we showed him that. It's a wonderful area. We talked about a construction program, and within that construction program would be plumbing, electrical, roofing, a lot of the trades that are sorely needed right now in Liberty County and in our area. There's just a high demand for that. So I'm busily working on that. Our legislative budget requests are due on the 15th of January. I'll have those turned in. I talked with Patrick Bell, our lobbyist, this morning, and he's going to advocate for us. I talked with Bill Mumford. He's going to help us on the Senate side. I talked with Lorraine Alsley. So I hope we're going to ask big, talk to Gage. We're going to have some skin in the game, as we should. So we're going to try to put some of our Carl Perkins money, which is federal dollars, into that. Probably about $34,000 in that. We're going to try to have somewhere in the neighborhood of about $175,000 to try to get that program off the ground. Most of that stuff will go in equipment and what we need to get that going. So anyway, that's an awesome thing. Now, this week, I had scheduled meetings to talk with Chipola's workforce development and TCC's workforce development and the workforce at Lively Hope Vocational School. Because of COVID, I had to do a Zoom meeting yesterday with Cole. I met with the dean of vocational programs up there, a guy named Darwin Gilmore. Some of y'all may know Darwin. And Scott Sepp. Scott used to work for Calhoun County Schools. So met with them on a Zoom call yesterday. Had a great meeting. They really want to get involved with Liberty County High School. They've got numerous, a lot of the programs they do are 600-hour programs. You go for 600 hours, you got a certificate, you have some kind of certification you can do. And so they want to partner with us in our high school, and so they're looking at some dates. They're going to come down. They'll bring a big trailer that they use, and they're going to meet with our students. I told them that we would, once they give me those dates, we'll check with Eric and Tim at the high school and get that going. That's for boys and for girls. We're going to serve both groups, and I think it's a wonderful opportunity. I have a meeting Friday with PCC's workforce development on Friday. I'll be on quarantine, so I do have a meeting right before lunch with them. So I'll be at Tallahassee meeting with the vice president of PCC. And then Ashley Hill, Robert Hill's daughter, and she's married now, and I just totally forgot her last name. But Ashley heads up K-12 vocational education at Lively. And so we have a meeting for Friday afternoon. She set up by 1,005 teachers in that environment. We've got teachers, we've got people in the district staff, I want to thank Mary Catherine and Ms. Beth. They've been pitching over to Hofstra. We'll continue to do that as needed. When I get back, I told Jeff, I said, man, we'll go cover schools. We need to, we're going to do whatever it takes to keep these schools rolling. And, but I appreciate your patience with everything. And does anybody have any questions for me?
Anybody? Thank you, Mr. Petty.
Thank you.
Next is item 5, additions and corrections to the agenda. We need a motion to add emergency item 11A, B, C, D, E, F, G, and H. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Jody. Have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next is item 6. Need a motion to approve the agenda for January 12, 2021 with emergency items. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Marsh. Have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Singletary. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item 7. Need a motion to approve December 8, 2020 regular board meeting minutes. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flower. Have a second?
Second.
Second, Ms. Bailey. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item 8, consent item. Need a motion to approve the following. Principal's report for December 2020. Financial statements for December 2020. Budget amendments for December 2020. Bills and payroll for December 2020. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Singletary. Second, Ms. Bailey. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Uh-huh.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next is item B. Need a motion to approve updated salary schedule. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Morris. Have a second?
Second.
Second, Ms. Bailey. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Uh-huh.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item C. Need a motion to approve January 12, 2021 personnel consent table. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Singletary. Second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, we need a motion to approve out-of-field teachers. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Bailey. Second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item E. We need a motion to approve substitute list. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flowers. Have a second? Second, Ms. Singletary. Any discussion?
Mr. Chairman, I want to bring something up
yes,
here.
Yes,
ma'am. I talked to Kyle a little bit about this, and I don't know if this is the appropriate arena, but we're having problems getting substitutes. Kyle, is that correct? Okay.
It's a real challenge right now. Yes, ma'am.
Right, and our teachers are out due to COVID. I don't know if we can put this on the agenda maybe for the next meeting, but maybe trying to incentivize substitutes, getting substitutes in some fashion, because you know a lot of times $50 a day is just not worth, you know, driving in or you know, spending a whole day. So I think we need to start talking about how we can generate some activity here with substitutes and getting more substitutes, or getting the substitutes that we have to work a little bit more.
One of the things that Jeff and I discussed, and I know he talked with Daryl yesterday about that, I actually had somebody reach out, a former teacher, said, if you'll waive all them fees, I'll come back and help. I don't think we have to pay for a finger print, but they do have to have a drug test, which Jeff is, what, $50?
I think it's $45, I believe.
I think that would be the most expense they would have. I think we can do all the background checks at those calls.
Maybe we can negotiate rate reductions or something in that, you know, with that. I'm not sure. Just let's start talking about it a little bit more, because I don't think COVID's going away.
I thought Sheila and – I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Kyle.
I'll talk with Sheila and see what we've got allocated for that, and maybe if we need to do. I know Bay County, they boosted theirs up, and then I think Superintendent Huntsville, they got together and said if you do $5 bonus if you do 10 days a month, trying to incentivize that. So we, I think we desperately need to look at something like that.
Anybody else? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Next is item F. Need a motion to approve operational audit. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flowers, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Morris. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Next is item number nine. Need a motion to approve all FSBA, FADSS tribal expenses for board members and superintendent through June the 30th, 2021. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Singletary. Have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Flower. Any discussion?
Yeah. How much do we think the expenses are going to be? Do we have an idea?
It depends on the...
I can answer that. There's a reason we put that on the agenda. Statute now requires us to approve any travel expense for board members and superintendent. They require us to do that. And so what some school districts are doing is go ahead and put it at the beginning of the year, fiscal year. That's why we're only doing it through June 30th. But that when it says travel expenses, that would mean driving, your travel for gas reimbursement, if they drive your, just like we do to anybody else. We take a county van, then we don't have to do that. And then you get your per diem for meals. Other than those two items, and then for conference expense as well. But most of the time, the conference stuff it runs through there. This is travel, if we have to go off site and do if you travel these. Right now, everything's in Zoom, so, Jody, Jason, I don't know if y'all's next month or y'all know one next month.
Yes. No, we're going live. We're actually attending this conference next month in February. Kyle, I don't mean to interrupt you, but do we kind of have any history, like in the past 3 years, what school board has typically spent?
I honestly do not know. I would have ran some reports for you if I needed to.
Yeah.
But, it's normally not a large amount.
Yeah, it's not a large amount. But I think it would be good to kind of have like a blanket amount so we know, like, I think what you're saying, James, is how much...
What are you approving? Is there a cap on it?
Right. $5,000 or are we talking $1,000?
Do we pay for somebody to go to California for an educational conference?
I will put that on the agenda to go to California.
and I think we probably would, but I'm just using that as an example. Travel expenses, does it include hotel bills?
Yes.
If we go to Miami and stay down there, is that going to be included? A ballpark figure on what we think between now and June, we should have some kind of, agenda for you, Kyle, for any of the board members that's going to any of these trainings or anything.
Right now, like for me, for my badge training, I have training in May. And as of right now, if we did them in person, it would be in Gainesville,
right,
at the FHSAA office. But right now, mine for the end of this month, my FAT training will be through Zoom. Typically, that training starts even for the board members in November. And so far, we've had, I'd say, zero expense other than, zero expense we've done on site, on campus. So we can kind of guesstimate if they offer the training on site, but like right now, there's no on site training scheduled for me at all. I'm just trying to satisfy that. But I totally get what you say. We'll kind of know ballpark how much we're looking at spending. For me, it's projected to be zero. But that could be different for them as the school board association.
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, I want to table this item. I'm going to ask, again, I'm new to this, so I don't want to table this item, but I am in agreement with James that we need to know what we're approving to approve a blanket, you know, for just say we approve all travel, you know, even if we had to do it on a quarterly basis, to say each quarter, you know, this will be the travel for the following quarter, instead of saying we just approve all travel. So do we approve it pre-travel or post-travel? That's another question.
That's a great question, Mr. Davis. They want, the statute requires pre-approval before travel. So if y'all want to, and look, we can do it monthly if we're anticipating, and I'm totally okay with that. It's not a problem. What we can do is I can get Renee, and you'll know that, like you say, if you know what your training's going to be, what we can do is figure out what that hotel is going to run. We should know that in advance. We should kind of probably guesstimate what your fuel would be if y'all drive you know, separately, or y'all drive a van or something. We can absolutely do it that way.
I know what the expense is now so far.
Right. I mean, and I think I see where James is going to have a blanket annual approval, and we don't even know how much it's going to be.
We have money budgeted
for that? And
I'll be honest with you, their board members have not really attended a lot. We have not never really had a huge expense in that. Mm-hmm. It's never been actually questioned because there's not a lot of travel as far as board members. Now, the superintendent sometimes has to go month or every other month to meetings and things like our PAC. But of course, with COVID in play, cut back. We don't have a lot of expenditures at this time. We travel expenses in the last few years, but we probably got a little bit of budget out there, probably a couple thousand, just to keep it in the black. But I probably could tell you it's probably less than $200 never been spent this year because of COVID. I mean, it's very little.
It's very little, but however,
for a future, if you're anticipating on traveling, yes, we need to get some kind of allotment so we'll know how much y'all are needing in that budget.
And it would give you insight.
Yes.
You know, if we did this every month, that you could basically, you know, you would have the opportunity. We would go to you and say, hey, we're going to be spending $200 this month. Do we have this in our budget? And you say yes or no, you know, Kyle. You know, it would give that opportunity to have everything cleared before it come in front of the board for approval. I think we need to go that route, guys. But, again, I'm just one person, so.
What do you got to have?
What we could do in the future is if we wanted to put a line item in the budget and go ahead and put some money over there, when it's gone, it's gone. You know, but I have no problem doing it. They just want, what they don't want is that situation where somebody goes off on a trip, comes back, sticks the school board with it.
Right.
And mainly the school board members don't come back, and the superintendent don't come back and stick. Finance officer, okay, you need to pay this bill. They want you to pre-approve any travel. So they give us the option in my training to either do it this way and go ahead and prove for, and that's why it's just for school board association and FAS travel, not anything else that do. If I wanted to go, and I don't anticipate, James, any kind of, you know, situation like that, but if I had some kind of conference I wanted to go in California, that would be a separate motion, a second, an approval to try to get from y'all.
And that's,
I'm anticipating
that's,
speak,
and that's an industry standard. I mean, I'm very familiar with that. That's the way the state goes, and most of the time you are pre-approved to go. So.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this, Kyle and the rest of the board members. Can we approve this with like a dollar amount, $2,000 set aside for travel expenses, and then if it exceeds that, it come back before the board for other approval?
We can do it however you want to. If Jody wants to table that, I'm totally, that's okay with me. And what we can do is go ahead and project. When is y'all training, Jody and Jason?
11th and 12th.
Our next board meeting's the 9th.
Okay, why don't, okay, so mine's at the end of the month, but mine's on Zoom. Why don't we do that? Why don't we go ahead and get the, I think, Renee, you've already made those reservations for them, haven't you?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And everything.
We'll table that for tonight. It's totally what y'all want to do. We table that, and then I can have that exact expense, and we'll approve the exact amount at the next board meeting.
It's under $1,000.
Y'all approve that every board meeting, anyway, all the expenditures, so.
Yeah, so it's already been.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Y'all approve every expenditure.
What do y'all want? I mean, I'm good either way, your way, or approve a monthly?
Just make that a monthly deal, if you got, if you know you have something coming up, approve it at the prior board meeting.
I prefer, I would go monthly too, Jason, just because you can project at that point. We don't even know what we're projecting at this point, we don't know what it's going to be.
And there's a chance this meeting could cancel probably.
Exactly.
Well, I just made a motion to table this item until further notice.
Okay, Mr. Morris has made a motion to table it.
I'll second it.
Seconded, Ms. Bailey. Any more discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries, table it. Next item B, need a motion to approve Title I, Part D, Subpart II grant for 2021 school year. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Bailey, have a second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers, any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item C, need a motion to approve Title V, Part B, Subpart II, RLIS, Rural and Low Income School Program for school year 2020 and 21. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Morris, second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item D, need a motion to approve creating a paraprofessional position for identified level 255 ESE student at Hofstra K-8. This position is based on the continuing enrollment and level 255 status of the assigned student. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flowers, have a second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Singletary, any discussion?
Yes, Mr. Ward.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Chief, we, right now, you know, it's my understanding that the FTE numbers are being looked at due to COVID. You know, our money is down. I want to make sure when we create another position, I mean, it may be due to a grant. Those numbers, I just know, based on my state experience, is the FTE numbers, you know, have to equal out the money. What does that look like right now? Can our subject matter expert speak?
Now, this is not my area, but I'll speak on behalf of Laura. When it's a 255, that's the highest FTE that you can earn. And that particular student would have specific individualized needs that the IEP says they must have someone with them. So that is how that position.
Okay, so this is
based on the needs of the
student. Yeah. Okay. And just, you know, again, those FTE numbers versus our budget, you know, and the way it, you know, perception is and the money, the way, you know, the way the state and the feds look at it. I just want to make sure we're okay and we don't get dinged for creating another position. So.
This is Jody. A lot of times for these ESE positions, their IEP, will demand that they need an aid or extra assistance. So that's why the kid's got to continue enrolling. Once the kid leaves, then this position would go away. And there's enough money brought in by the FTE to pay for it. So
okay.
It's not just a, hey, we sure need this over here. It's usually part of that IEP on this specific student, that high level that pays for it, more than covers.
And we don't have, I'm speaking again, I'm sorry. We don't have a frozen pair right now that we could use that FTE and just use that position instead of creating another position. Okay.
I missed that question, Ms. Jody.
Okay, I didn't know if we had a, I've got it on, I'm trying to speak loud. I'm usually very loud. I know we have frozen positions that we've been freezing, you know, due to budget and you know, people leaving, and then we just have frozen the positions. And one of those positions can't be utilized instead of creating another position.
But, go ahead. Okay. So, with this position, it's specifically for that student. I do believe we do have a para position frozen. However, and I'm maybe speaking out of turn here, so you might help me here, is that if we unfreeze that position, then that position stays. So if the student leaves, then we still have.
Okay, okay.
Well, with this one, if the student leaves, then that position goes away.
Okay, gotcha. Thank you for that.
It's a one-to-one, that's a correspondence.
Okay, one, okay.
Based on the IEP and.
Custom bid for pairs, yeah, okay.
So that's federal, I mean, we got to follow that IEP as well, the needs in that.
Okay, thank you.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, motion carries. Next item, E. Need a motion to approve S&amp;P and P exceptional student education policy and procedure for school year 20 and 21 through 22 and 23. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Bailey, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers, any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, motion carries. Next item, F. Need a motion to approve hiring 3 staff personnel, any staff member, teacher, guidance counselor, paraprofessional, based on who applies and is hired, to facilitate students counseling groups after school hours, 3 hours a week of instruction, 2 hours a week of planning and data collection for a total of 20 weeks to be paid at an hourly rate. There will be 3 of these positions for the district. These positions are funded through the Expanding Access to Mental Health and Telehealth Student Service Grant. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Morris, have a second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Singletary, any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, motion carries. Next item, G. Need a motion to approve hiring 3 staff personnel to identify and coordinate student participation in the expanded mental health counseling service. 3 hours per week to be paid hourly rate for a total of 20 weeks. There will be 3 of these positions for the district. These positions are funded through the Expanding Access to Mental Health and Telehealth Student Service Grant. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Bailey, have a second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Morris, any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. We'll go to item 11, emergency item. Item A. Need a motion to approve resignation of Jennifer Hudgens, effective December 31st, 2020. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flowers, have a second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Bailey, any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item, B. Need a motion to approve leave of absence request for Kara Brown, beginning January 11th, 2021. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Morris, second. Second, Mr. Singletary, any discussion?
Mr. Chair, we need to add something to that. We've been working this one today. This needs to go through the end of the school year, so I guess that's about June 8th, I believe it is. There needs to be an end date on that. She and I talked, and there's a possibility that, you know, she could come back sooner than that. Most of this will be maternity leave, but she and I talked, but we need to have an end date on that. So that, if y'all don't mind tagging that on the end of that, so I guess June 8th, I believe, the last day of the beach report.
Okay. Date added on is June 8th.
End date.
Sir?
End date of June.
Ending June 8th. Have a motion?
Motion.
Second, Mr. Singletary, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I got you. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Next item, C. Need a motion to approve resignation of Danielle Baggett, effective January the 25th, 2021. Motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flower, second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Bailey, any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item, D. Need a motion to approve request to advertise 4 teacher positions to instruct virtual after school hours for the remainder of 2021 school year, not to exceed 10 hours a week. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Bailey, have a second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Singletary, any discussion?
Yeah, what who are they going to virtually instruct, the homeschool students that's already?
We still have some students that are in High Liberty, a very small number, that those students, all indications are they will not return to brick and mortar. And so we're, this is a way to keep a provision in place. And it's not a lot of kids that we will, and that didn't get added on it, but it's paid for through ESER, the ESER grant. And so it's for just a small number of kids, and they follow the kindergarten, first grade, fourth, and fifth, I believe, or the exact grade level. And we've been doing a series of surveys to find out, you know, who will return, bringing back all kids that are not doing well in that virtual environment. We've been given that authority to say, if you're not, you know, if you are not doing work, we can't bring you back, or, and now they have the choice to go somewhere else, of course. But we have that authority, and so that's what we're exercising, that authority, but we're also, you know, for these that have reasons, and that we have been working with, and, you know, for these last months, and they are doing the work. These kids that are remaining, they're in good standing, they're doing work, the parents are on board, you know, we're hitting all the check marks there. I mean, they're doing everything that we're requesting them to do.
And as far as those middle grades, they're already in place.
In the middle grade, we have a class period established there where teachers have time to do that at this point. And then high school teachers are doing that simultaneously during the day.
These four teachers will cover Toler and Oxford School?
Yes.
The grades that we just talked about. Okay.
Any other discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item E. Need a motion to approve hiring Candace Arant as bus monitor, web 12-105, effective January 13th, 2021. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Morris. Have a second?
Second.
Second, Ms. Bailey. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item F. Need a motion to approve the creation of two sports, boys, girls, wrestling, and boys, girls, cross country. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Bailey. Second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Morris. Any discussion?
Have y'all took a survey of kids that's going to be interested in doing this at the high school?
Not for cross country. With wrestling, there's a handful that might be interested in doing it.
And what about the cost?
So, with cross country, there's not a lot of cost.
With wrestling?
It's going to be a supplement. And at this point, there's a parent that's willing to donate all the necessary equipment and a volunteer coach.
The cross country or the wrestling?
The wrestling.
And volunteer coach?
And a volunteer coach.
We can't get out much cheaper than that, can we?
One of the questions that was asked to me about, what space is available? We've got the old gymnasium, you know, that's not being used right now. That will be a space, because most of that wrestling's going to be during basketball season, so they can go over there and have a gym to themselves, area there as well.
Any other discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item, G. Need a motion to approve 21st Century Consent Table, effective January the 25th, 21. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Morris. Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item, H. Need a motion to approve hiring Chesney Finoff as paraprofessional at Toler School, effective January the 19th, 2021. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Morris. Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Get back to number 10, board member policy. I don't think we had none. Next is board member items.
I I got one question. On the Central 21, parents, how are they going to sign up for the Central 21? Are y'all?
So, after we found out the funds were released, I've been working with Ms. Beth Brown, and she's already revised the new registration forms. So that's something we're going to jump on pretty soon as far as getting those out. I know in the past we've provided copies to the schools. I think they're electronic, so there might even be that option as far as getting them out to parents so they can fill out those registration forms. We would then collect them and have an idea as far as the number at each site. So.
Will y'all send, I'm assuming y'all going to send the parent square out?
Good news. So I know a lot of parents have been waiting on it, so I will send out a communication. I'll work with Mr. Petty on that as far as getting that word out in the community, whether it be parent square or social media, to make sure we keep them informed. So
something people have been waiting on. I have been questioned quite a bit on it, and they know what's coming. I've asked today when it's coming, how we going to sign up for it.
Yeah, we've been in contact with that bureau over at the department, and it was stuck in Office of Grants Management, so made some calls, and they put a priority on it. So we actually, when we talked to them last week, they said we put a priority maybe about a week, so it even came a little quicker than that after we called. So we're excited, but we're definitely getting the word out to parents.
Good.
Anyone else?
Mr. Chair, I have two.
Okay.
One is a thank you for Mr. Gene Free. He sent me a text right after the holidays and wanted me to come to the meeting and thank Toler and Hosford Schools. They sent him a Christmas card. It was for being a veteran, and he personally wanted me to announce it at the school board meeting and give everybody a thank you. That meant the world to him, and as I'm sure it did other veterans in our community. So kudos to Toler and the Hosford children and their students. We appreciate that. And the other item I had is just a thank you to Mr. Petty and the staff for the communications, the transparency on this COVID and the situation, and keeping those numbers in our faces, keeping everybody abreast of what's going on. It means the world, and I appreciate it personally, and I know from what the public has told me, they appreciate it. So kudos, guys. You've done a great job. Just keep it up. If there's anything I can do to help you ever, you know I'm here.
Anyone else?
I do. Been noticing for a while, and I know Kevin's here. I don't know if they brought it to your attention yet, Kevin, where they trimmed the tree in front of the gymnasium in Hosford, the fence, I guess they dropped a limb or something on it, but it's of the new fence that was put up. It just looks like one panel. I don't know if it can be straight or not. It looked pretty rough.
Johnson, we have sent an email several times, Mr. Johnson. He's trying to get them to come, but...
COVID, I understand. I want to make sure that everyone was aware, because that's right at the playground area. They could just slip right out. Or
Mr. Mark just, was it this week you talked to him or last week? Anyhow, I asked again about it, sent another work order in, email, and I sent it to Mr. Johnson again. But on the other hand, B&T Fencing, I think, is our contractor. Get him here to do it. So okay. He handles all the fencing and stuff. So he should take care of it. I know he's calling.
Okay. The last thing I have is we talked about the punch list earlier, Mr. Petty. I know y'all meeting Thursday on it and everything. Have y'all even discussed a new completion date on that punch list? Has that even been talked about? I know it's supposed to be done in December, what we talked about. I know things happen. But, I mean, I just hate for it every meeting coming, it's a new date, or, you know, and the punch list not. I know it's up to Culpepper and you guys. I just...
Culpepper had said, you know, they thought it was finished, and you know, I found out today, and I said, no, it's not finished. The gym floor's got to be completely redone. So I talked to Kyle Rogers today, and he's already talked to the flooring guy. So they're going to have to stay off of that gym floor once they get there for 2 weeks. They're going to come in and work on it, and they're going to completely redo it. There's
board's gotta be changed out, fixed, or holes in the board, board's low, and the painting on it's not good, and it needs several more coats of clear on, so they will come in and redo the whole thing.
And that's pretty much all of the punch list, is in pertaining to the gym, or a lot of the stuff that we looked at when you and I were over there?
I'll tell you after Thursday.
Okay, thanks.
Actually, I'm going tomorrow to do my own punch list, and then we're gonna have a meeting Thursday after.
Are these doors on the outside, or are they usually, you'll be part of punch list, be painted the same color?
There's no painting. So that, well, I agree, well, and we're gonna pay for it, she's talking about ROTC doors, they need to be painted, that was in the deal when we first said we was gonna move, we're gonna put a new roof on it to match, paint the inside, but we ain't got funding to do it. So that's, you know, the inside, you know, you talk to the ROTC guy about the new floor, he wanted new carpet in there. There's a lot of things that was gonna be done, but you gotta have money to do it.
Thank you.
One more thing, we talked about the bathrooms and obtaining porta potties. Can we go ahead and get quotes for those porta potties? Okay, you have the quotes. Okay, and have you called?
Nice units, now I don't have the little porta potties, but I didn't think we wanted the little big porta potties.
Mm-hmm. Because if we get down to the wire and we get a week out and, you know, having a company on standby and ready to come in there if we need it, I think makes a big difference.
I have quotes for a 3-stall and a 5-stall air conditioner, handicap accessible, or whatever.
Okay.
But understand, don't mean they don't come in there because they got them rented out, you know.
That's where I'm going.
So you're going to pay them right now?
No, absolutely not.
See, that's not where you're going to reserve them.
Not necessarily. So,
tell you what they told me.
Okay, and it may not be that company, but I think that we just need to be try to get as far ahead of them as we can in case we have to pull the trigger on this and go. So,
I already gave them the schedule. They have the softball schedule and everything.
Okay.
As far as that, I know the day you meet them, they already gave them a price.
Mm-hmm.
You told me that they already obligated if you can't meet them needs.
Right. Well, absolutely. I mean, that makes sense. But, you know, I think we need to have something in contingency ready to go if we get down and we realize a week or 2 weeks out, we're not going to make it. You know, I just don't want a PO sitting in a box or, you know, or being processed and we're waiting on a PO to get rolling out and we...
Well, we don't have a PO yet. No.
But I understand. But if you know, if we can start that ball rolling a little bit, at least have it ready to roll if we need to get it in an emergency situation. So, just a recommendation.
We'll take care of that, Miss Bailey. I hear what you're saying. Lord willing, we're going to have those buildings ready. And it's going to take a huge effort for us to get that done. We've got to do what we got to do to get it. But if in the event we still don't see, you know, we're going to be a week short, then we may be able to, you know, depending on the schedule. We may have to get one of, you know, some that are not as nice as others, but they'll be sufficient to get us to a couple games. I know the ones Kevin looked at are one of the nice ones. Obviously, you know, if we had to do long term, that would be the way to go, but they're extremely expensive. And like you said, there's no guarantee you can get them if you're calling at the last minute. But we should know as soon as that building gets there, we should have, you know, I talked to Kevin, we hope to have all our material, you know, quickly secured. And get on that thing quick and get it done.
The power pole was put in today for the power. So I talked to Kyle Rogers today, and we're trying to get the backhoe back up here from R&R so that we can dig to put the lines in. As soon as we get the lines in, they run the power, and then the electrician come back out and hook it up, and the electrical will be finished.
Thank you, Kevin.
Anyone else? Closing comments, none. Item 14, need a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
Mr. Bailey. Meeting adjourned.